Opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and their guest and not necessarily those of its advertisers. Please consult your own personal advisor before acting upon anything discussed on
The Beat World Radio. The hot new exclusives as well as new music first.
They sent the van driver because they had a problem with the chauffeur.
Van driver? Do I look like a van driving fucker? I'm the promoter. Talking about a van driver. I should have brought six big wheels up here for you motherfuckers to ride. Little motherfuckers.
The Beat World Radio.
New Katy Perry is called Roar.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I said quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up, already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound, like thunder gonna
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and their guest and not necessarily those of its advertisers. Please consult your own personal advisor before acting upon anything discussed on
The Beat World Radio.
All right, y'all, you are tuned in to Consider This only on the B6050 AM, and I'm trying to tell you one thing. The universe, it must be a full moon tonight, because the universe is definitely in a whole... It's spinning, and we're back. The number's 240-347-9850. Please give us a call so we can chime in. Again, Angela Rose Gill is in the building. I got her name correct. She's here in reference to the black t-shirt campaign. We're going to let her do some background on the campaign. What is the campaign all about? And we'll get into our interview portion.
Okay, so basically the deal with the black t-shirt campaign is it is an anti-modern slavery movement trying to diminish modern slavery in the fashion industry. Human trafficking has been a hot topic for the past year, and a lot of people don't realize that with labor trafficking in particular, the buck actually stops here. If we choose to be buying products that are ethically made, as opposed to buying products that are made using labor trafficking, we can hugely, hugely diminish the amount of labor trafficking that happens. So basically, Black T-Shirt Campaign is all about letting you know what brands you're buying use labor trafficking, and then what brands are available locally and online that are made ethically. So that's kind of what we're trying to do, is make it easy for you to shop ethically so that we can, in lifestyle choices, easily reduce labor trafficking and modern slavery.
Knock the hair up off your chest. My shots turn your brains to a thug mess.
Honestly, it was me basically just picturing myself in someone else's shoes, of imagining what it would be like if it was my little brother who was stuck in a garment factory working 18-hour days, 7 days a week to meet a quota for which he's not being paid to meet, you know? Asking myself, how would it feel if my entire future was based off of, you know, a job that I was being held hostage at, and I didn't have the dream of ever moving forward, you know? I find it heartbreaking to think about that kind of thing, and then to realize that the money that I'm spending when I go out and buy clothing is actually perpetuating these lifestyles that kind of horrifies me. So after I really thought that through, I was like, I have to do something. I cannot just go on living life as if I don't realize that the actions that I make are affecting other people's lives across the world.
Now, how will the donations actually contribute to stopping this labor law, this cruelty that's being done with the labor?
Okay, so right now, Black T-Shirt Campaign only has one way of raising funds. That is through our Kickstarter. You can go to kickstarter.com and type in Black T-Shirt Campaign in the search bar, and you'll see our promo video. You'll see all about our ethically made t-shirt line. And right now, that is the only way that we are raising money, is through selling ethically made t-shirts. And right now, we need $5,000 to launch that. And the money is going to go directly into the making of the shirts, and then giving me time to invest 100% into raising awareness, getting the word out there, trying to let people know that we can make a difference if we want to.
Now, for all of those things that they need to go in the closet and throw away all their clothes, is that what you're telling people to do? What is the purpose behind it?
Absolutely not. The purpose really is to make people aware of the fact that what you're doing, where you're spending your money. Like, basically, I would say you could think of where you spend your money, dollars are votes. Every time you spend a dollar, you're voting yes, this is what I want, this is where I'm spending my money. You're putting your money where your mouth is. And so it's not at all about being radical and fanatic and, you know, massive guilt trips and anything like that. It's really more about the fact that, you know what, it's not that hard. And it just takes tiny little differences in the way that you think and in the places that you go, and you can really, really make the world a much better place.
True. So we were talking about before how, especially like the last three generations, it's kind of like we lost our way. You know, if it's not directly affecting our neighborhood, our street, our child, our cousin, maybe not even your cousin, if it's not directly affecting your sister, nobody wants to deal with it. And I definitely applaud you for taking that one step forward in order to make awareness on an issue that we all are facing. Like, again, what if that was your 10-year-old son?
Yeah, absolutely.
Working in that sweatshop because you couldn't work for whatever reason. And right. This was the only way that you'll be able to provide for your family. And just like with Feeding America, that's another thing. We talked offline about, you know, 43% of D.C. alone is a paycheck away from being homeless. Yeah. So why wouldn't we try to help contribute to those that cannot eat? Because you may get laid off.
You know what?
And I mean, it's just that simple. It's hard to get a job now. You have people with degrees that's working at Target. Nothing wrong with Target, but I'm just saying. I don't think they went to college to say, I'm going to go work at Target, if you get my drift.
Yeah.
You know, you went to school to do whatever it is that your degree had fallen lines with, and you're unable to do that. So you got to think about, we have to be able to help our neighbor. And yes, I know we mentioned before that a lot of the sweatshops are in third world countries. However, we do have some here. And you just want to be able to make a difference anywhere, because it's not fair to that child. And then you can't help everybody. And I'm sure those children would definitely be appreciative. And even the parents and whomever else are working under those conditions, that you should not have to live that life.
Yeah, and you know, I think one of the things that I'm really proud of in Black T-Shirt Campaign is that we understand the fact that people are busy, they are preoccupied, they have their own families and problems and crises and things stressing them out, and their bills are tight. And you know, you can't ask people to all of a sudden devote their life to a cause when they already have their own lives going on. So Black T-Shirt Campaign really is all about making it easy for you to make a difference. We want to make it easy. We want to make it inexpensive. We don't want to ask a whole lot of people who already have a lot on their plate. So for example, one of the things that we've done is on our website, which is blacktshirtcampaign.weebly.com, you can find a directory of places that are in the DC area that supply ethically made clothing, so that it, you know, you don't have to go out of your way. You don't have to do your own research. It's just already on your route and you're set, or online. And we also have a directory so that you can look up what brands are being made using slave labor. We have, it's called the culprit page. You just click on the culprit link and it will give you links to actual busts of companies that have been busted for using alleged slave labor. So we do want to make it easy, and we do want to make it accessible for you to be able to actually be involved in ending labor trafficking without having $1 million and 5 free days a week.
Right. So everybody, give us a call. The number's 240-347-9850. Angela Rose is in the building, and she's accepted phone calls in reference to the change. If you have any questions on, you know, how is a t-shirt going to make a difference, give us a call. If you want to chime in on any of your own nonprofit work, give us a call. Either way, just give us a call. The number is 240-347-9850, and we shall return after these messages.
What they say about me,
I'm always falling short,
being
worthy,
Lord, I ain't worthy,
I ain't
your hands and let me know that you understand.
Fall for anything, cause through his eyes we all look the same. What will we do without blame?
Feel like we always fall short of being worthy.
We are not worthy.
Is the first internet station to receive an AM frequency within the DMV, which means we're global. If you would like to expand your business to a wider audience, please hit me up at konsiderdis@gmail.com, or you can tweet me or find me at any social network at konsiderdis. I am your girl, Misunderstood, and y'all have officially been considered.
I wanna be free, I wanna just live inside my Cadillac, that is my shit. And I'll throw it up,
that's what it is.
M-I-C-A-D-I-L-L-A-C, bitch. Can't see me through my tents, I'm riding real slow. And my feet wet, dripping, shining like my 24s. I don't got 24s, but I'm on those Vogues. That's those big white walls, round them 100 spokes. Old school like old English in that brown paper bag. I'm rolling in that same whip that my granddad had. Hello, hater, damn, y'all mad. 30K on the caddy, now how backpack rap is that?
In some shit Bernie Mac would have been prouder. Looking down from heaven like damn, that's stylish. Smiling, don't pay attention to the mileage. Can I hit the freeway illegally going 120? Easy weaving in and out of the traffic. But can I catch me? I'm smashing, I'm ducking, bucking. I'm out here, I'm looking fucking fantastic. I am up in the classic, now I know what it's like under the city lights. Riding into the night, driving over the bridge, the same one we walk across as kids. Knew I'd have a whip but never one like this. Old school, old school. Candy paint, two-seater. I'm from Seattle, there's hella Honda Civics. I couldn't tell you about paint either. But I really wanted the caddy, so I put in the hours and moved them over to the dealer. And I found the car dream. It was a bargain with the skeezer. Got the keys, and as I was leaving, I started screaming.
I got that off-black Cadillac, midnight drive. Got that gas pedal, lean back, taking my time.
Backwoods and dope, white hoes in the backseat snorting coke. She doing line after line like she writing rhymes. I had her inhaling my love trying to blow her mind. Cadillac pimping, my uncle was on 14, I sold his keys, me and my niggas was gone. Still a Porsche's off his liquor, water in his Patron. Driver smiling like I won a fucking lottery, homes. Tires with the spokes on it, in the Vogue too. Mustard and mayonnaise, keeping the buns all on my dogs. Hanging out the window, youngest, we was frontin' like we bow. Trying to fuck them all, never fucked the whip, see what's popping at the mall.
bad bitch, slap a booty with my paws. You can smoke a pussy, I was tearing down the walls. I'm motherfucking all. Something, sweating sides, had a hypnotized. Grip the leather steering wheel where I grip the thighs. See the lust stuck up in the eyes. Maybe she liked the ride, or did she like the smoke? Or does she want to love? Cause this shit a cool feel, so you never know. So we cruise for minutes, my nigga, fuck the limit. Got a window tinted for showing gangsta in it. Slide till the gas is finished. Cue.
Tune into my godmommy on Consider This.
What's going on, world? This is Freeman. You are tuned in to Misunderstood on Consider This with The Beat, 1650 AM. You heard?
Stressed out? Need to get some things off your chest? Well, guess what? You're in luck. Miss Keen is on Consider This right now. Tweet her at KeenSpeaks.
This is Liza. Tune into my godmommy on Consider This.
I'm Ed Smart, father of a child who was abducted.
I'm John Walsh. Like Ed, I also know the terror of having a child who was kidnapped. But now we have wonderful technology to aid in this battle.
It's called the Amber Alert. It's an early notification system to the public when every second counts.
Amber Alert is a partnership. We want to thank you, the public, broadcasters, transportation, and law enforcement. Amber Alert really works.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year. And a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run with those scissors,
it's the least you can do.
Are you hungry? So hungry that when you shred office products, it's starting to look like pasta and you want to dive in and chow down? Sounds like you need some real food real quick. The brand new Subway snack menu has scrumptious toasties, tasty meatballs, and new yummy nachos from just 89 pence. Just keep the paper in the shredder, tum-tum. Can't wait till lunch? We've got a snack for that. Subway. Eat fresh.
All right, y'all, we are back. You're tuned in to Consider This, only on the first internet station to receive an AM frequency. And we are having, as usual, I hate having great conversations off the mic because then we got to go back over it. Nobody remembers what they said. It's not as deep as it was when the microphone was off. But we were talking about basically shedding light on issues that matter, especially with education. Somebody outside of me really needs to talk about this whole educational system, especially in the urban communities, because it's the worst. Yeah, it's just super whack. Being a parent, I couldn't have more than one child because I think I would have jumped off the bridge somewhere. It's just too much. That's a whole nother issue. Then you have just the socially issues with people in your own community going hungry. I mean, we don't deal with anything. Now, he's known saying, now I know we might get some phone calls in this. Let me tell you, he said, okay, that the people, so the 60s and beyond lost the thrive. Can you explain? Because I don't think I believe you. Well, they were kind of the crack era. Oh, they did. They did. Because you were 20 in the 80s doing Reaganomics, yeah. And you were probably high on something.
Yeah.
You might be right.
Exactly. Because, like, the last fighting generation was, like, my grandmother. You know what I'm saying? Like that's baby true. Boomers. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
That was the last fighting generation. Like, my mom, my father generation, that's all, like... That's all Reaganomics. That's all hustler. I wanna be Tony Montana, you know what I'm saying? Like my father's, you know, father's big on the streets, you know what I mean? So that was that whole, you know, era. That's where true. It was like, you know.
Dang.
So
that long ago?
Yeah.
50 years.
Yeah, we trying to figure out a gap between 50 years of trying to figure out how to effectively come together. Not just in black community, but period. Like I'm looking at other, like, other countries. Like when was it in Paris or was it in London when they went to raise up tuition and them kids went nuts.
Yeah, Paris, I think.
Them
I think
kids
Paris.
Went nuts. They said, "Oh no," mm-hmm. like in record numbers, and. They accomplished something. Here, tuition go up. We like.
Mm-hmm.
I'ma just pay it.
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
Or you
like,
gonna drop out?
Like I hear so much stuff going on at my school and kids talking about. So I'm sitting here like, why are you talking? Let's not do something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then you got
if the whole school. Yeah, quit, what they going? Who they
exactly?
Gonna
who you going to teach? Who you going to fail? A whole class can't get failed, and that's what people don't understand. It's the collective that has a voice. It's always a collective. Yes, there's always a figurehead, but that figurehead is there because. There has to be a spokesperson to a movement. There has to be a face. There mm-hmm. has to be a pivot point to a movement. It's just like if you're moving, you have to move on an angle.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
And power is in numbers.
Yeah.
And like I was saying off the radio, okay, yo, I know you're like, oh, they're just preaching, da 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 da. No. You may want to party. You may want to go twerk. You may want to smoke. You may want to drink. Yeah, I think people are multifaceted. That's why I love Tupac. Because, as I always say, one minute he wanted to love a woman. Next minute he wanted to punch her in the head. I mean, you just go through these motions as a human being.
Yeah.
But in existence, especially with the way the government is controlling, we're almost under a dictatorship or socialism.
We are.
Under, you know, really subliminal.
It's an illusion. Like democracy is an illusion.
Yeah. It's and not people, that true.
People are like sleep, yo. Like, it's an illusion. This I is not a democracy. It's not a democracy.
It's not. And it's like, you gotta want to stand up for something. It, you know, to just use this area, and I'm sure other areas are expensive. San Francisco is ridiculously expensive. I mean, San Francisco expensive. But if you want to live in D.C., one-bedroom apartment, to still live in the hood, it's $800. Why? Why? When you still got to lay down on the ground sometimes at night. I don't understand.
Is, I live in Montgomery County.
Yeah.
A one-bedroom, $1050. That's not including, like, that's
nothing.
That's nuts. Like as a single male, you would have to be grossing like a year. Like, you would have to at least bring in $50,000.
You're supposed to get your cost of living. The cost of living is supposed to be three times
yes.
the amount that is to live
yes.
for the median apartment.
Yes.
So again, like, if the apartment, if the median apartment is $800, mm-hmm. you're supposed to make $2,400
yes.
a month.
Yes.
That's reference, i.e. cost of living.
Yes.
That's the way it was.
That's it.
They don't even, you get a cost of living increase, they give you 20 cents. What are you
yeah.
going to do with that? You didn't even put me in a whole nother tax bracket.
Exactly. It's ridiculous. And even if you get into another tax bracket, you still getting your taxes cut off, like
yeah.
your tax takeout, and then if you get like health insurance, your health insurance gets taken off the top. It's like everything gets taken off the top, but like then you get left with nothing.
Nothing,
like,
and that's what I say in reference to food stamps. Okay, everybody, people believe different things about this, but I am 2,000% in agreement with Cornel West. If you're going to cut food stamps, then pay people accordingly.
Exactly,
and I don't think people that sit home all day. Anyway, I'm not talking about stay-at-home moms, because those are, that's different. I'm talking about mothers that staying at home and your children is over BB house somewhere, exactly, and you're not even watching them. Okay, yeah. But I think working people should be allowed to receive it, because I'm working. I'm working every day. You're taking almost 4% of my taxes. $25,000 is considered to be poor.
Yes.
Okay. Well, how are you supposed to eat?
You can't.
The beans and rice is only going to go so far. Exactly. Okay. I'm just saying.
You can't.
So I believe if you are working, a working person, and you need assistance, you should be able to receive it. Not because you have seven babies.
Exactly.
That's different. Because I don't think you're even attempting to do anything but lay eggs. You're like the chickens in China.
Exactly.
I don't understand.
Yeah, like,
but
I don't
if you're
know.
A working human being, and again, you're living somewhere is $800, $1,000, and unless you have like 20 roommates, what are you gonna
do? In a one bedroom? Like, that's like, you know, that's crazy.
I used to work with, well, actually, I did my practicum at Legacy for Health. And this one girl, they had a one bedroom apartment. Mm-hmm. It was four people living in there. Yeah. And they cut the bedroom off.
Yeah.
It really, no, could not live like that. Yeah. I'm sorry. I just find that's just too much.
Yeah. And
that's what I'm saying. And, but you pay rent. You go to work every day. You should not have to live like that.
I work 40 hours a week at Trader Joe's. And my rent, I think this month I had to pay just me. My roommate had to pay the same amount. And this is like not counting car insurance or groceries or just toilet paper and everything for your household. I think I had to pay like $587
to sleep in a living room. And I'm sure you're comfortable now, but ideally you want to be comfortable. What if your roommate wants to have company? Where are you supposed to entertain? So if you can't entertain in the house, then that means, like you said before, you're entertaining outside of the house, which now you're going to eat outside, you're going to drink outside. That costs more money.
And I mean, if you look really deeper into it too, when people are put in situations where they have no money, then they're forced to go under the table to find money.
Hello?
Which usually like involves like higher crime rates, like selling drugs, mainly
hacking,
like weed, things like that, so that they can actually like get more money for themselves besides their work at the grocery store or something
else. Yeah, you hit it on the nose. Because if I can't afford, I'm gonna go out another way to afford. And we're not saying that everybody does this, and we're not saying that everybody thinks this way. Because again, you can't help everybody. You have some people that are content with living with the way that they live, and I applaud you, because I'm never content. So I envy people that are content with their lives the way that they are, because every day I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do, how I'm going to be better. I'm going crazy in my mind trying to make a change about something. So if you're content with that, then that's great. But you have people that are hardworking, good people with no criminal background that are trying to do better, and society makes it hard for you. So then, like you said, you got to go another way. I might rob you now. Now I might be a gold digger because my goals are not working. I mean, you got to think about that. Everybody is just not on drugs, just doing things random just because. You always got to look at the reason. There's a reason for everything. A lot of the times it's mental health, sometimes it's survival. And it's not right. By no means is it right. But you gotta live. And you wanna live comfortable. Like, you don't wanna be uncomfortable going to work and all of your money is gone because they're taking all of these taxes out of your check. I just don't think that we shouldn't have to pay taxes. We don't even make enough to pay taxes. You make under $40,000, you shouldn't have to pay. Why are you giving up all your money? Because if on paper you make $40,000, you're only bringing home $32,000. Maybe $30,000, maybe $30,000, depending on how many people you're claiming. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You're not even bringing home $40,000 a year. Why? And everybody makes their own decisions. And yes, college is important because they'll always tell you that. But if you still can't get a job when you graduate, what's the difference? I'm just saying. If I'm still at Target, what am I do making $15 an hour and I have to pay $600 a month?
If we're going to talk college, traditional education is irrelevant. Like,
highly.
It's irrelevant. Like I was talking to a friend the other day and I'm like, tell me the three branches of government. You know what I'm saying? She was like, and I'm like, that's why traditional education is irrelevant. If you can't regurgitate what you learning, verbatim? Like, if that's impossible after 13 years of primary, 13 years of primary education, and you can't tell me the three branches of government, or better yet, you can't tell me the state of, like the capital of Maryland. You know, like people think Baltimore is the capital of Maryland. Mm-hmm. Like, if you can't tell me simple stuff like that, or even tell me who's the president on the dollar bills in your pocket, if you can't do that, and that's just paying attention to what you spend every day, or who's on it, or whatever. But if you can't do that, then what exactly are we saying when we say go to school? We're saying pay for your position. That's it.
And create more debt.
That's, yes.
Because technically, people with certifications make more money than if you have a degree.
Yeah.
Because if I'm a plumber, if I'm an electrician, if I'm a mason, if I'm a carpenter, if I do HVAC, I can also own my own business.
Yes, you can.
If you are an accountant, yes, you still may be able to branch mm-hmm. off and own your own business, but it's not going to be as lucrative it's as not. It would mm-hmm. with you going to work every day working for Marlowe and Sons, whatever exactly. that commercial is, uh-huh. and then still doing side work.
Exactly.
It's a difference.
Yeah.
So to me, education has, and I'm glad my daughter can't hear this because I do want her to go to college, but education to me is just another form of slavery.
Slavery, yes, it is.
Because I'm going to put you in debt.
Yep. $100,000 or better.
Yeah, $100,000 or better. I'm going to make it mandatory if you want to do a customer service manager at Rainbow.
Yep.
You have to have a college degree. You're making bachelor's. $15 an hour, and your payment is $600 a month. That's a form of slavery.
Yes.
How are you going to pay that back? What am I supposed to do? What do you want me to do? I did what you told me to do, which was to get my degree. I did that successfully, and I cannot obtain a job.
Well, I think that if you can afford college, it's always best to go to college.
Of course, because the college, experience.
Yeah, the experience, but it's also like networking mostly. When you go to college, in your class, you're going to meet a lot of people who are going to grow with you,
mm-hmm.
and that's always going to benefit you in the long run. But for things like artistic degrees, like if you want to be a painter or a musician, or if you want to work in a studio, or if you want to do something on your own or your own business, the best way to go is probably to like hands-on experience, like, with internships and things like that. If you want to be a lawyer, then you have no choice but to go to school, because
right.
you have to pass that bar exam.
Right.
If you want to be working with numbers or
nurse.
Doctors, or yeah, because you need certification to show that you did it. That's not just paying, you know, for your place, because that's actually getting a certification.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I want to be an audio engineer. That's my dream. I tried going to school, and it's not possible because I can't even get the loan out because I don't have the credit.
Right.
And like, it's just, you know, a lot of trouble trying to even get the money to go to school if you can't, if you know, you're working 40 hours a week too.
Right. It definitely is, trust me, because I am still in the process. But the only thing about education to me and why it's so important, it's the only thing in this world that they can't take from you. They can take your house, they can take your car, they can take your job, they can take your rights, but once you get that degree or that certification, is yours, and you die with it. And nobody humanly possible can take that away from you. It's yours. So don't get us wrong, education is important. I think you should always be in that mood of knowledge and learning. So I think that's another reason why too, you should be with like-minded people. But it's an expensive experience. And like I said, I want my daughter to go. I would love for her to have that experience, to be gone, you know, to, as you said, network with these different people. You never know who you may go to school with. And it is definitely important, but I definitely want her to be more trade-oriented. So as you said, nursing, she's probably not going to be a lawyer. I love you to death, boo, but she's probably not. But nursing, maybe accounting, something that's also like certification-wise, but you just have your degree. Therefore, you will be able to work. Nurses are always going to be able to work. Doctors are always going to be able to work. You're always going to need lawyers. You're always going to be able to need writers and things of that nature. So I just wanted to be career oriented. College is important. I'm still fighting to get mine. So hey, we're not telling you not to go to school. We're just expressing the importance of it and making the proper decision, because you will be in debt. And there's no way around it. You're going to owe the money. And
Department of Education will get $20 a month from me until I die. Okay? And that's, I'm going to get me some life insurance so my baby can pay the rest of it off, because I'm going to go crazy trying to pay you, especially, and I'm not in a position to pay you. If I got to eat my beans and rice every day, I'm not going to not eat in order to pay you, and I'm not working. Sorry. It is. It is what it is. But I definitely want to thank Angela Rose. He's known, and I've been talking to him for, what, 3 hours now. What is your name?
Ross.
Ross that grew on a farm, lived in France, and cannot give blood. Poor baby. we're gonna work him out. Do y'all have any shout outs, requests that you want to give before we get on out of here?
I would like to just say one more time the websites if you want to look into Black T-shirt Campaign at all. We have a website that has information about where you can shop ethically and places to avoid. That's blacktshirtcampaign.weebly.com. And again, if you are interested in donating, we still need to raise about $3,000 in order to meet our goal. So any donations possible, that would be awesome. Just go to kickstarter.com and type in Black T-shirt Campaign and it'll pop up. Takes 5 minutes and any amount helps.
I just wanted to thank everyone, and I'm very grateful for being able to participate in this campaign. It was awesome. It was an awesome experience, and I hope it continues to be. Thank you.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is He's Known.
That's his sexy voice, y'all. Sounds like he always gets.
What's up, everybody? I'm single. I'm educated. This is not speed dating, okay?
Yo, what's going on? Shout out to all my family that support, you know what I mean? And just everybody. Shout out to Angela. She got me involved. She said she needed some help. So I said, hey, I need to stand for something, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I just think that everybody should like pick something to stand for and stand firmly and just work diligently at it. Mm-hmm. And I think that we would like, I mean, the collective would be a better situation, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean?
We're gonna start our revolution.
Yeah.
Sooner than later. And as usual, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in, for those that were able to hear us. So give us a, what is a do-over on Friday? Everything will be okay on Friday. Follow me everywhere at Consider This. Google me, Google the Black T-shirt Campaign, He's Own. We all are going to pop up. Loved and be loved, and I will be checking in with you guys on Friday. This is what I'm talking about. Love y'all. Sorry.